My name is Piotr Duszyński, and this topic is about active defense in practice. I'll go quite rapidly through the slides because I have quite a lot of them. So hold on, keep your shoes on, and okay, let's start. So basically, shortly about me, I'm a security consultant at Trustway, Spider Labs. Basically, I enjoy security and among other things, but let's move to another slide. So this presentation is about the results of my private research of using active defense in practice. The first part will be about the new technique that I have developed to slow down your attackers, to keep them out from staying low profile while they analyze your system, and providing them as little information as well as only possible. Second part will be will be example-based, and I'll present you new attacks for the software that I have taken from the internet, the software that's used for scanning and exploiting your systems. So basically, at the end, there will be a POC demo for one of the well-known port scanners. I hope you like it. So basically, we can start with the first part. This part is mainly focused on the reconnaissance phase. So basically, the most important part of every reconnaissance phase is the port scan. I have taken on my target Nmap, because as we know, it's the most popular tool. So basically, it's quite possible that somebody will be using to scan your system. Here we have a typical example where somebody is trying to scan your system. He gets all of the information, all of the running services within an instance. And yeah, that's not exactly what we'd like to share with our, let's say, offenders. Basically, this information can be used as another steps to carry out some more sophisticated attacks. So I thought, what would be the worst case scenario for a person scanning or trying to get a view of running? Of your running services on your system. So basically, what if, for example, all of the ports were open, and what if on every port there was actually a valid, or it appears to be valid, a valid service listing. And your attacker has to basically, as usual, get a view of all running valid services on your remote system. So basically, I've wrote this tool, which is proof of concept and still work in progress, that basically implements that ID. So when you want to get a full view of the remote system, like, you know, you try, go through all of the ports, try to get all of the services identified, well, your attacker will need a lot of patience, because as I've seen, basically, as I've tested, well, all of the ports will be open. He will have to send like about 120 megabytes of data. And the scan will take approximately...
Right, stop talking.
So we have a tradition at DEF CON. First-time speakers need to do a shot on stage. Let's give them a round of applause for getting selected.
Okay. Cheers, everyone. Thanks for
Now we have to see if he can pick up where he left off in the technical talk. So you guys judge how well he does.
Hey, I'm from Poland. Come on. It's just one shot. So coming back, yeah. So basically our attackers get a nice juicy output, 65,000 or more valid services identified by Nmap. Of course, I focus on Nmap, but basically it can be any other port scanner, but since it's so popular, so why not that too? If you go through the listing, you can see different services, like Telnet. There's even a backdoor, if you can see. So basically, among that, there's somewhere probably your service running, which is valid and could be possibly exploited. But yeah, try to find it. It's not so easy, I guess. And somewhere in the when your attackers go through your for the service scan, they can find a hidden message.
So basically,
yeah, you can put any ASCII art there. So also, the OSI identification results are a bit strange. For example, you can see that the real operating system was actually Linux 3.2. Here you have like unsure results plus, you know, Unix, Windows, Linux, Solaris. Yeah, you don't know what it is. Additionally, which is actually the second part of the presentation, you can also control certain fields which can help you with exploitation of a particular software. So, yeah, AMAP, there are similar results. All of the ports are open, some of them are unidentified. Yeah, so what are the conclusions? Basically, the stealth scans are no longer helpful with this technique, because if all of the ports are open, then basically you can make a connection. If there's an open port, then there's a valid service running, all of them are open. So, yeah, OSI identification is a bit more challenging. Yeah, it also forces your attackers to generate huge amount of traffic, so basically you can easily detect them, or easier, it's easier. Yeah, for service probes, and of course it adds some frustration to your offenders. Some might say that it's a security by obscurity, but as far as if only it works, you know, that is the point. I don't know if you can see the fish there, but it's there. Yeah, so, but I'm sure that also you are thinking like, okay, fine, but I'm sure I can find some kind of bypass. So for that's also the way I was thinking. So basically, answering maybe some of your questions, there's no trivial way to detect false signatures, apart from using some kind of protocol probes. IP fragmentation and other network evasion techniques will not work because it goes through the kernel to the user space program that I've written. So basically, you can use fragmentation for any layer that you want. It will anyhow be assembled at the end. The only thing that will work is actually the full connect TCP DOS, but it's not a mistake in the ID. It's just that every software is actually vulnerable to this. I've made some tests. You can always try to mitigate this by using some of the two parameters, or just try to use IP tables with Traffic Shaper. Also, if you have any ideas, you know, for the bypass, send them to the mailing list. I'll try to fix the software, or I don't know, implement your ID. Yeah, just shortly about the port pool. It's a user space software. It doesn't require any root privileges, no kernel modules. It just binds to one port per instance, and then you later just configure it through IP tables by redirecting some of the ports that you want to, I don't know, spoof to localhost. Yeah, okay. Let's go to the good part, which is practical exploitation of your offender's toolbox. I don't know if you have noticed, maybe the output here is not very clear, but with Nmap, you can control certain fields, like, for example, the version fields, host fields. That gives you basically a nice attack vector possibilities. So it went to the internet, looked for Google. We've googled for some software that could be exploited with that. And basically, the first example is, okay, it's still anonymous because the author haven't responded to me. Basically, if you set up on port spoof a particle payload, like on any port, and somebody will use Nmap to scan your system, then generate a report, and basically you are able to inject some of JavaScript code into his browser, let's say, context, when he'll be browsing the report on his computer. There's actually a nice thing about it because, for example, if he launches Safari and goes through the results, and basically same origin policy doesn't apply for file URI handlers. It's actually my friend Mikel Oru told me this one. So there's a simple exploitation vector for this one, like port 17. You can have one of them. The next example is like non-Nmap. So we don't stick to the map all the time. It's just, you know, a proof of concept. You can basically exploit, for example, the McAfee superscan. It was fixed, I think, a few days ago. But basically, if anyone would scan your system with this particular tool and later generate a report, then you would be able also to inject JavaScript code into his browser context. Later, you can, for example, use Beef or any other tool to do some post-site exploitation. It really depends on you what are going to do. Yeah, this is actually a real exploit from the internet. So I don't know if you can see the exact vulnerable line, but it's here. Basically, we control the content of the storage file, which actually is retrieved from one of the ports. So what happens here is if we set up a payload, for example, who am I, on port 80, which is actually the port the exploit will connect. Well, if somebody will launch that exploit against your system, he will get an additional context, which is root. So basically, you are able to execute or to do auth command injection in somebody's shell. If somebody is launching, for example, an exploit against your system. What's nice about this, you can also create, for example, a weaponized version of this payload. But I won't go through all of the details here because, I mean, for example, if you want to exploit this particular line that you have evaluation of the file content, then basically you have to go around some issues, like you cannot use spaces, you can't use apostrophe, so basically this should be in the conference materials if you want to use it later. But the result is that basically if you set up such payload on one of your ports, next time when somebody will launch the exploit against your system, he won't only get who am I output, but you'll be able to, for example, download his whole root directory. Another example is taken from the AutoPwn script, which is nice because AutoPwn scripts go usually through all of the ports. They try to exploit all of the possibilities. So basically, if you have different payloads on every port, some of them might hit that particular vulnerability and you will be able to exploit your attacker's tool. In this case, we have again, and this is a real line, code. I don't know if you see the vulnerability. It's rather pretty obvious. And again, what's a surprise? Who am I will work, which will result in auth command injection again. What you can do with this, and what are the conclusions for the current state of the security tools? Because from what I've seen on the internet, in different tools, different scanning software, most of them, not all, but most of them are exploitable with simple payloads, like, for example, who am I, or any other escaping sequences, especially AutoPwn tools used by script kiddies or I don't know who, but if they launch the type of script against your system, then basically you can also try to create I named it an aggressive honeypot because you can create a different payloads for every port with different escaping sequences. Then it's up to you which command you will inject. And if you want to find, for example, more vulnerable software, just go to Google, use your Google Jutsu skills. The ones that I found is actually atop of a mountain, ice mountain. I mean, many scripts are vulnerable. You can use just your imagination while creating some payloads. So in this case, I'm sure you'll find something. In the end, I wanted to show you a nice proof of concept demo for NMAP, official NSE script, which again proves the concept. It's not nothing against the tool itself. No, something is not right.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
No?
No, really?
Yeah.
And then.
Do an interpretive dance.
Right. In front here, you can see it? Amazing. Yeah, okay, then I'll tell you. So basically, first screen, you might not see, we set up the port spoof tool along with a meterpreter. Second one, we scan the remote system. We want to check actually what's on the port 80. We can see that there's an Apache HTTP IBM Lotus Domino in the old version that's exploitable. So basically what we can do, so yeah, here is a reverse handler on a metasploit. This is the latest NMAP version 6.25. So if you have that, it's still vulnerable. And this is the exact HTTP domino enum password script, which basically will result in a remote arbitrary file upload. So if you launch that against, for example, the system we're running port spoof, you'll be able to upload an arbitrary file, overwrite any file that's accessible with NMAP privileges. In this case, I have rewritten the script itself. So next time, because someone might think that it's strange that there are some strange results in the NMAP output. So next time somebody will launch that particular script with the same parameters, yeah, he'll get pwned. You'll get a remote reverse meterpreter. So that's here. I know the quality is a bit low, but if you want to just go to the main website, you can view it online. I'll upload it in a second. Sorry for this. I thought it would be visible. At the end, yeah. So yeah, thank you for your time and for coming. Hope you enjoyed it.